Hey, what's up, my people? I am Ricky Banga, the Radio Mantra Sensational Afro Jigger Baby. And you're listening to Gene D right here on the Happy Broadcast Show. Don't go nowhere, just keep it locked, and we're gonna have this vibe together.
The snippet you heard is the voice of an amazing personality. And on this particular episode of the show, I have with me Rick Ibanga, and is a music researcher and also a podcast host and an OAP working for Memories FM in the city of Uyo. In case you've not listened to him, you need to go check him out. He's an amazing person, and he is in the studio with me. And this particular episode of the show is called A Day in the Life of an On-Air Personality. Who's an on-air personality? An on-air personality is a presenter who does personality shows. He does personality radio, and that is what an on a personality is. So, ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome to Rick Ibanga. The audience members are shouting.
Gracias. Thank you so much.
So, we have a lot of segments. We have a lot of segments on the show. We have the discovery segment, what you've discovered lately. Then we have your playlist, which is tailor-made by you. Mm-hmm. And also, we have conversations about your passion. And you're going to tell us everything that led to you being an OAP. And that's all we're going to hear on the show.
Lovely.
My name is Daniel Lawrence, a.k.a. Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. This is the Feel Good Neighborhood Podcast, the Happy Broadcast Show, ladies and gentlemen. And you're listening to the voice of Gen D, the Vibe Guard. And I'm super hyped and pumped for this particular episode because, yeah, baby, this is the 11th episode of the Vibe View. And this particular episode goes with the name. And the name of this particular episode is A Day in the Life of an OAP. And if you're asking me, what is an OAP? An OAP is an on-air personality. Those people you hear on radio and they like speak posh English. Yeah, that's what OAP is. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular episode is going to be crazy because I have my main man, Ricky Banger, in the studio with me. Yeah,
That's what's up. Yo, what's up, people? I trust you're good. I hope you're fine. You're tuning in to the Happy Broadcast Show right here with Gene D. And I am Ricky Banger, baby. It's going to be an amazing time.
And I dropped the second episode of my power playlist alongside Tammy. Tammy made a return after 1 year, and we recorded the second episode of my power playlist, and it was super, super amazing. In case you didn't check that out, it was 10 Afrobeat songs we've been feeling lately, and it was just Afrobeat exclusive. And I hope you go check that out on all streaming platforms. It was out on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and also on Spotify. So this particular episode, the playlist for this particular episode is tailor-made by Rick, and it's going to give us songs that we're going to play on the show. So it means we have songs from the likes of
Wizkid, we have Coffee, we have Majid as well.
And also, we're going to talk about all the artists on your playlist. We start first with Wizkid. Mm. Now, Wizkid had a session with, that was the Caveman, and that was a 9-to-5 session with the Caveman, and it was amazing. It's been a busy week for Wizkid, talking about the man Wizkid. He just buried his mom, and it was an emotional moment for this particular man. And it also showed that a child could leave a community and come back as a very valued property of the community. Because when Wizkid sang Ojuelegba, we heard the song Ojuelegba, how
you
he left.
You know my story.
Yeah, he left the place, and now he's a superstar going back to the place to bury his mom, and everybody knows his story. Like, this man coming out from the back of a Lamborghini and stuff, and now they're seeing him to be a very big man. So it's been a very, very serious week for this man, Wizkid, and also my condolences to Wizkid. Well, the 9-to-5 session. Now, a lot of people expected the Cavemen to pull a sing on it.
Yeah, I expected them too, but they came out in a grand style, you know, because listening to 9-to-5 jam session where Wizkid and the Cavemen did their thing, I like the fact that they stood true to their instrumentals, you know, the drums, the guitars, and every beat beneath. Yeah. You know, like, if you listen to that jam, you're gonna hear the kick. Like, you know, this is the Caveman. It can't be none other person than the Caveman. So I like the fact that he did what he did. But when I saw Wizkid featuring the Caveman, I expected something like, ooh,
yeah.
I expected something like, well, they came out differently, and I think it still worked.
You know, a lot of people over the years have talked about the Caveman. When they actually came out, they redefined the whole high life.
They did.
Now, a lot of Gen Z's, let's talk about Gen Z's, they expect high life to be a certain way. Now, someone told me that she expected the Caveman to be old men. doing music, doing highlight music. But now looking at these people, they came out, they dropped an album that was very massive. That was a Roots album.
Yep.
Like so solid for a debut album. And they did their thing. A lot of people expected these people to be older men doing just highlight music. But they came out and did something way out of the box. You saw what Dikolego tried to do. Because he tried to do it, called it Urban High Life. When he was signed to YBNL, he tried the old Urban High Life stuff. But now the Cavemen came out and they're doing amazingly well for themselves. They got featured in Davido's album. That was a song alongside Angelique Kidjo. That was an Amani song.
Amani, yeah.
It was an amazing song. And now let's move to Kofi.
Oh,
the Jamaican lady.
Blessings fall from your right hand.
Amazing song. I had that song on the Top Boy movie.
Top Boy.
It was a Top Boy movie.
Cool.
I like, this is crazy. You know, there's this thing with Jamaicans and UK.
British, yeah.
And staying in the UK. This guy that plays for Chelsea, Raheem Sterling, is from Jamaica, but he plays in the English national team now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now there's this thing between the Jamaicans and the British. I don't know how it happened, but now thinking about the whole Jamaican accent and the whole British accent, it's amazing. So now Kofi came out, she won a Grammy in her first year as an artist.
She did.
It's crazy.
You know, I like Kofi's spontaneity and the fact that she loves her culture and she portrays it in her music.
Yeah.
She might not necessarily speak Jamaican, you know, she might not necessarily speak Patois, but when you listen to her, you're like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah.
Let's take, for example, the Cavemen. You know, you listen to the Cavemen, you know where they're coming from. You listen to Kofi, you know where she's coming from. You know, you listen to every other person, like a couple of people, a handful of people, you're able to trace their roots. So I like the fact that Kofi came in and she went to the international scene with this identity.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, honestly.
And now let's talk about the man Majid. Sounds a bit similar like Kiss Daniel.
Majid with the triple E.
Yeah?
Yeah. Majid, Kiss Daniel, there's one of the songs I listen to and I'm like, do you feature Kiss Daniel in this song?
Yeah.
Or is it Kiss Daniel on this song?
Yeah.
Or is it Majid? Yeah, Majid sounds a bit like Kiss Daniel, but there's something about Majid that you'd always know that this is Majid, really. And speaking about Majid, I think he's in an era where he's planting his seeds.
Yeah.
Burna Boy planted his seeds, you know, until the big hit Ye came through.
Yeah.
And everywhere like, yeah, yeah, you. You know, so Majid is good, no doubt. Everybody knows Majid is good, even though everybody doesn't know Majid yet.
Yeah.
You know, but everyone knows Majid is good. So listening to his dynamics in music, listening to the texture of his voice, you know, listening to different things about his songs, you're able to realize that this young man actually has studied what music is really about and is being able to learn and scale through. But he's in an era of planting his seeds.
Now, you listen to the EP he dropped. That was a Chairs to Life EP.
Yeah.
Had contributions from the likes of Rotimi, that we saw Lil J in the album. We also saw Benson. Rotimi,
yeah, and Tiwa Savage was there too. It's an amazing album, which I'm still playing up to date.
Yeah.
Because while I was heading here, I was playing the album. Waka JJ has been on repeat.
Yeah.
Bessie has been on repeat.
Yeah.
Then if I want to get into a very, you know, sensual mood, I'm listening to Sleep on Slide where he featured Rotimi.
Rotimi, yeah.
You want to get vulnerable, I'm listening to Cry where he featured Lil J. So you would see that there is a storyline in his music. There's a storyline in his lyricism, you know. And I like the fact that he knows himself and he's walking to stardom. Just give him time.
So ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in, this is the Happy Broadcast Show with Zendin. I'm hanging out with a great guy, Rick. Just so you know, Rick is, I won't say a radio presenter. Rick is an on-air personality because he does personality radio. Yeah, and he works for Memories FM Uyo. In case you've not listened to this man on air, he's an amazing personality you need to listen to. And he's a music researcher. He's a music researcher and also a podcast host. In case you've not listened to his podcast, that is the Orange Corner.
Yep.
And they don't spell the corner with a C. It starts with a K on Spotify. If I just go listen to him and you would love him. And just so you know, I'm going to talk about your passion, things you're passionate about.
About passion. A couple of things though, because I love music, but I love art, fam. I think it was yesterday or last night, I was just on my bed and I was thinking about the drawings, the things I drew while I was young and even 2 years back. And I'm like, guy, why didn't you actually focus on art at some point? You know, but yeah, I love art, music, I love poetry, you know, I like writing.
Yeah.
So my passions,
Let's talk about my passions. What do you want to know?
Now, the thing is, when I'm talking to people about myself, I love radio, I love podcasting, I love everything that has to do with radio. Now, when I started doing radio and podcasting, I saw someone do it. I saw Trevor, I saw the likes of Dotun, Cool FM. I saw this guy doing it on an amazing stage. Now, I tell people that we have this idea of waiting for one day.
Yeah.
You understand? That one day would come, I would likely make it, I would likely blow. They use the word blow. But now, there are actually things you can do to prepare yourself for the big stage. Now, you know that there are key players in the industry doing the things you want to do.
There's a template for you.
Yeah. Then. You can actually listen to them and watch them. So, no, you love radio, you love music. Now, we have a thing in common. We have a bit of similarity.
Mm.
You do entertainment shows. I do entertainment shows.
Yeah.
No, yours is on a bigger stage and mine is on a radio.
Are you sure?
So, the thing is,
arguable.
You do entertainment shows. I do entertainment shows. You're a podcast host.
Yeah. And you're a podcast host too.
You love music. I love music. So, how did this all start? The whole radio thing.
Radio.
How did you come to the point that you said, I want to do radio? I want to just do. My mom used to ask me sometimes, only thing you came to this world to do with your life, is it only music you came to listen and write about? Is there something else you can actually do with your life than just listening to music and writing about them? So, is there anybody you saw do radio and you're like, I want to be like this person, but on a whole different level? Because right now, you're on a whole different level, man.
Interesting. This is a very good question, if you ask me.
Yeah.
First off, I would say that the hunch to do radio came in when I lost my phone back then. So I lost my phone and I was stuck with this small phone, this small Itel phone.
Yeah. Right?
And the only thing I could use to entertain myself at the time was radio. Yeah. I was at PH at the point. And I listen to radio often. I'm watching, I'm on the radio, I'm eating, I'm on the radio, I'm reading, the radio is on. And I love Steve Harvey too. So in as much as I loved radio, I just knew that I liked broadcast. You know, the fact that you're just somewhere and you're doing your thing and motivating people, inspiring people the way you can. So I loved radio from when I got exposed to radio because I lost the phone.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I listened to radio to the point I started trying to imitate what I was hearing.
Yeah.
You see, although it wasn't scripted, when I listen to these guys and I'm done, I'm in front of my mirror.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not just wearing my guy, I'm on suit in front of my mirror because in my head, I'm on radio, but I'm looking like Steve Harvey in his suit. You know, or Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
So My dad had a very big mirror, like huge. So I'm just there sitting and putting words, you know, putting words together, connecting words, connecting dots, connecting events through words, you see. And it was really interesting. Then I got into school. My journey to what I studied and what I turned out to be is, or what I'm becoming rather, is one that someone actually say, this is questionable, you get, because how can you go this far and then you switch up and start afresh? Just because of this, this is what happened. And I got into mass comm. Immediately I got into the mass comm department, I got a radio gig. You know, I'm like, yo, okay, maybe this is what I'm meant to be doing.
Yeah, but you're live, right?
And it started like that. And I would say, honestly, the journey has been expedient. Very expedient, and growth is being nurtured, I would say.
Yeah,
it's being nurtured, because where I am right now, there is a whole lot that needs to be learned. You see, a whole lot that needs to be learned. The branding of your personality as a radio presenter, the branding of your personality beyond being a radio presenter. The business of the brand itself as an OAP or something. The thing is, understanding the hands of the octopus in the field that you are would actually help you know what and what you should focus on in learning. Like you said, Doto the Tune, Trevor Noah, and this Steve Harvey and these other guys, top guys where they are. Truth is, they have a template. Honestly, I've come to realize that most of these guys have managers. You know, even though that, oh, you're listening to these guys, you're listening to me right now, but there's somebody that is my manager. Like, he is in the business of this thing.
He's a veteran though.
Exactly. So that kind of thing. So it's very important that in as much as I am growing in this, understanding every factor of what I need to do to be at the apex. Well, let's just see how it goes anyway. I'm going to see you there. Because Jindy, you're good.
Now, let's switch to this. Let's switch to the next thing.
Yeah.
Now, on this particular intro, now we're going to talk about things you've discovered lately. Amazing things you've discovered lately.
Okay, a shrimp. A shrimp has its heart in its head.
Okay, now let me repeat after you. A shrimp has its heart
in its head.
In its head.
So when person talks, you may use your head, you love.
Yeah.
You could just simply say, be like a shrimp.
So you can actually write a book.
How to be like a shrimp.
How to be like a shrimp. Let me give you a title for the book.
Okay.
How to be like a shrimp. A guide to falling in love.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we're going to work on that.
So ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard from Rick Ibang, and this is the first phase of the conversation right here on the Happy Broadcast Show, The Vibe View, the series we started because if you're talking about my life, my personality though, you'll be bored to listen to me all the time. So I had to bring in other amazing people, amazing personalities to come have conversation with me. And this particular episode is called A Day in the Life of an On-Air Personality. Yeah. And we should let the audience know this. We recorded this episode.
Yeah, we did.
Last week.
We did.
Something happened.
It was amazing.
And we lost it.
Oops.
So we're going to go on a short music break. We're going to go on a short music break. And for the short music break, we're going to play a song from
Wizkid featuring the Caveman.
Yeah, and this is the 9 to 5 jam session. And when we come back, the rest of the conversation begins. Please don't go anywhere because you've not heard anything yet. You understand? We're entering the hit session. And the hit session, we're talking about the deep shit and also the this or that questions.
Huh.
And also we have the pop culture questions too. Just so you know. And there's the ask the host. He's going to ask me questions. I'd call it a hot seat. I would be on the hot seat and you would love to see me on the hot seat or hear me on the hot seat. So ladies and gentlemen, please don't go anywhere. You see listening to Jindy and I have the amazing Rick Ibaha right here with me. Don't move and don't go anywhere.
I know now on night. Kini moshi, I'm talking butterflies. Where you just spot that girl, I know surprise. Ogoloku, I want your body right beside me. Ogoloku, I want your body beside me. Girl, I don't realize, baby girl, say we got speed. I've been thinking about you every time when we don't see. Get together, that's God design me. Make you carry that big booty, make you put it all on me, on me. All on, love me. And I go stay for you for long. Ragaboni, make we no customer or show. Lomi, malotomi, make we the rock or more for long. Malon, no, no. Everything when you want, I'm all alone. Everything you see in your eyes, I go carry on. Now only you pretty for my eyes. And now you did do me right.
Has to be Wizkid with the Caveman at the 9 to 5 jam station. And I hope you love this particular station because Wizkid went all out. A lot of people are saying we're expecting a whole lot from this man. He dropped the Moon Love Least Ego album and we expected so much from that particular album. But the way it came out, people said a lot of bad songs were in the album.
Yeah, a couple of statements were made. I would say that Wizkid is Wizkid.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just Wizkid. You just have to love the songs. But truly, truly, I think the controversy was in the Made in Lagos
album,
album. That was where there were much controversy because people expected like, yo, you're saying Made in Lagos, probably you're going to be talking about some stuff that's happening
in Lagos,
And at the time, I think that was like in during the
2020-2021,
so we were just coming out from the tollgate issue and everything.
They expected so much from the album,
you know, but people were like, oh, he just came and gave us cruise. But nobody questions Burna Boy. I don't know why.
You know, Burna Boy is Burna. Yeah, Burna is Burna.
You don't dare question it.
Burna is the kind of person that he doesn't do things to likely appeal to you. He does his thing his own way, and if you like it,
fine. Go.
If you don't like it,
he's been that right from time.
Yeah,
he's been that right from time. I can tell you.
So we're going straight into the deep shit segment, and for the deep shit segment, we have 1 to 50 questions, and it's going to pick. Why we call this session, this particular segment, deep shit, is because these numbers you're gonna pick would make you have conversations that would open you up. The listeners will get to hear a side of you you have not heard.
Okay.
So you're gonna pick a number from 1 to 50. You're gonna pick 5 numbers. So you're gonna pick from 1 to 50. Just pick any number from 1 to 50.
36.
36. What satisfies you?
What satisfies me?
Yeah, what satisfies you?
Huh.
Wow.
Wow. Speaking about satisfaction.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were talking about momentary satisfaction anyway.
Yeah.
Just give me a good meal and I'm good. A good meal, bruv.
And I'm good. You're good to go.
Yeah.
The next number.
Number 3.
If someone gave you $100, $100, what would you spend it on?
$100.
Yeah, what would you spend it on?
$100. I think it's $100,000. It's $100,000.
I think it's lesser than that.
$100.
Yeah. Should be around, let's say, 89 or approximately 90,000.
I was actually expecting you to tell me $100,000. Because I would have to start thinking of the list of things I'll do with $100,000. But $100, it's 90 something, 90K.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to get maybe a Rode mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just get a Rode mic, a very good Rode mic. Maybe a couple of other things if there's going to be change after the Rode mic.
Yeah.
So that's also, maybe I'll go and eat.
Pick the next number.
Number 23.
What has gotten you excited these days? What has gotten you excited these days?
What has gotten me excited these days? This is quite retrospective. Okay, I could say the fact that I'm coming in terms with the idea of knowing that there are things that I can control and there are things that I can't control.
Yeah.
And one of the energies of gratitude too, towards the things that I can control and the things I can't control. So the excitement comes with the idea of being grateful for everything in my life and knowing that it's a process, you know. Sometimes I question the quote, trust the process. And recently I came to realize that people are also asking, you sure to the process, they trust us.
Yeah.
You see? But the excitement comes in the idea that the visions that I have are fruitful and they're going to manifest. So yeah, and truly, truly, the excitement too can be linked to the people I have, man. I have amazing friends.
Yeah.
I have amazing friends. I have amazing people around me. And I think that's one very great thing that keeps me excited, knowing the fact that I get people really actually think about me and people I know I also care about too.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's what's up for me.
You pick the next number.
Is it the last one?
No, this is the fourth number.
So you have how many?
One left.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9.
What is one thing or activity that makes you feel alive? If you're doing this thing, you know you'll be in your element.
Element.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw Avatar, the last Airbender.
True. Avatar Aang.
Yeah.
Man, Mopsy here for a hand, I yield.
So what makes you see your element? What makes you go into the Avatar state?
Man, coming to think of it, a couple of things. But there is one can be linked to having to build something.
Yeah.
You know, you just like, yo, I have this mad idea and this thing is going to work. And, you know, at that point, you're not having any form of doubt.
Yeah.
You know, you're not having any form of assurance or what if this doesn't, or, you know.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm like,
You're just flowing.
Just flowing back to back. Most of my designs, because I'm also a graphic artist.
Yeah.
Best of my designs were those ones that just came up on the spot.
Yeah.
So I think having an idea and bringing it to fruition ASAP is one of the things that keep me in my element. And yeah, with music too.
Yeah, music too.
Yeah, with music.
Pick the last number.
Number 39.
or 40 or 55.
Okay, what has overwhelmed you recently?
These are very retrospective questions, fam. What has overwhelmed me
recently?
Overwhelming. Is it a positive feeling or...
Can be both. Can be negative, can be positive.
What has overwhelmed me recently? I'm grateful. And having to, you know, see, like, vision my life from way back till now is quite overwhelming, because at some point I tell people that, yo, I don't have regrets, because this is me now. This is Ricky Banger right now.
Yeah.
And he is the sum of the experiences, be it positive or negative,
yeah,
of way back up to today. So having to be able to connect the dots,
yeah,
and also try to create a path for the future, for me, is overwhelming. And this was like a recent knowledge. But there is a subtle thin line there, which is sometimes progress is being made, imposter syndrome sets in. And all of a sudden, you're feeling unfulfilled. Like, people are like telling you, like, yo, guy, you're doing well, guy, this, that, that. But within yourself, you're feeling like, yo, I can actually do more than I am doing. And the more that you did yesterday that you're meant to be grateful for, that feeling is telling you, like, yo, that was not enough. You can actually do better than this. You see, so there's a thin line between having to create a path for the future and being grateful for every experience so far, and also having to be grateful for everything of the present as well.
Yeah.
So that, for me, has been a very wholesome, overwhelming experience.
For you. Yeah. Now we're moving straight to the this or that segment. And for the first question, I'm going to ask you, Burna Boy or Davido?
Both. I'm going to start with that, fam. You gave me the right.
It's hard. You know, the thing is hard to pick.
It is. These people are great people.
Yeah.
Because I can't say I hate on anybody, no.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. But looking at the personality of these people and their music, you could say Burna is talent, likely to Wizkid.
Yeah.
Davido is hard work. You know, going to put Messi and Ronaldo on the pedestal, yeah, and just give that. So we can admire the hard work of David.
You can't also ignore the talent of Burna.
Exactly. So both for me, fam.
So DJ or live band?
Am I going to say both again?
Answer
how
both.
Many booths do I have?
You have only one booth left.
Just one booth left.
Yeah.
DJ or live band? DJ or live band? It depends on the mood that I am anyway. Yeah. You know, there are some vibes that you can only vibe when a DJ is mixing those songs.
Yeah.
And there's another vibe that you can only vibe when there's a live band. So, I need to give me something. What am I saying?
DJ or live band?
Ha!
Pick one.
All right, let's go with live band.
Live band.
Yeah, live band.
Netflix or YouTube?
You said I have one booth left.
Yeah, Netflix or YouTube.
How many questions do I have left?
So you have like, let's say seven left.
Seven questions?
Yeah.
So and you have one booth left.
Only one booth left. You can only say both two times.
Netflix or YouTube? Can't say both. Let's go with YouTube. Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Phone calls or text?
Phone calls.
Yeah, or text.
Phone calls.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Why? It should be a reason.
I haven't just used TikTok. I haven't used TikTok. Like, if I'm taking a statistics of the percentage of my TikTok usage, I think it's 1%, because I only go there based on referral. Like, yo, guy, go check out this stuff.
Yeah.
Or someone sends me a video and I'm like, okay, I check the name and I go check out the person's videos more. But aside that, IG is the place for me.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify, come on.
You know, someone told me that a lot of people use this platform, AudioMac. There's some people that still use Boomplay. Now, this guy told me that God would not allow you to use either of them, except he's mad at you.
God is not mad at me, but I use AudioMac too.
And he told me that he is stuck with Spotify and Apple Music.
Okay.
That he likes both because Spotify has this aesthetics, then Apple Music has the sound quality. So he's stuck with choosing Spotify or Apple Music.
Mm.
Yeah, all the artwork, all the designs from Spotify, the UX and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now Apple Music with the sound quality, and I think he's stuck with both. So Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
Spotify. Audiobooks or podcasts?
Podcast, fam. That's why we are here.
Android or iOS? You're already an iOS user, so...
Should I tell you the story of how you became an iOS user?
Yeah, okay.
I've been a Samsung person all my life, you know.
And Samsung is Android?
Yes. And it happened that the day my last phone got bad, I needed to travel the next day and I needed to buy a phone that night because I have to travel the next day.
Yeah.
And the only available phone within my budget was an iPhone. Because Samsung's that were like Samsung Flip, bruv. Removing $450K for a phone.
Matt.
I got gadgets to buy, fam. At the point, anyway. So I went for the iOS. But so far, the aesthetics of Apple.
Yeah.
You know, the simplicity as well has been interesting. And so for me, iOS or Android, I'm going for a Samsung.
Yeah.
But yeah, than iOS too. So we're not putting Samsung where Androids are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a Samsung and an iOS. Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, we're done with this segment of the podcast. Yeah, we're done with this segment.
I use my both.
you can use the last both. You use both twice.
I used once. I didn't say both anyway. You didn't tell me. I'm going to say both somewhere now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are done with this segment of the podcast. This is the These or That segment, and we are done with the segment. This particular show would not be complete if we don't talk about a day in your life as being an OAP.
I know, right?
Yeah, the exciting part of being an OAP, what keeps you on your toes as an OAP, your advice to those who would love to be OAPs, the best day of the week as an OAP, and also the shows you do that makes you very happy and excited, and also the best part of being an OAP.
Okay.
And a day in your life. Let's just start. As all these content creators, we just on your cameras and start talking. Let's just do it.
Action.
Action.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, Jindy. A day in my life as an OAP. Days come with different energies, you know. Different vibes, different feelings, different moods. You know, different moods. And, well, I could tailor this to how my days are when it comes to me prepping for my show, right? So I prep for my shows, do some research. My best shows are the ones that I'm fully prepared for, you see. So anytime I'm on air and I feel like, you know, there are some times where you go on air and you just know that you kill this. You know that the listener out there is feeling everything you're doing. Those days only come when I'm fully prepared for my shows. So my best shows come through good preparation and confidence too. And a day in my life, I take a bath. I eat, definitely. And I head to work in the morning hours. Sometimes I work morning, sometimes I work night, right? But the days I work morning, I'm off air. You know, I'm like more in the news, you know, curating, researching news and stuff like that. Then the days I'm on air, in the night I am on air, you know, I'm just doing my thing, giving off good info and entertaining stuff, you see. So some days are very moody. And the big question I've asked veteran OAPs or broadcast journalists is, how do you deal with having to hear a bad news before going on air? You know, because definitely your personality on air, it might not totally rub off on your personality in real life, but people can sense how you feel when you're on air. So if you're excited, they just know like, yo, this guy, if I see this guy, don't see one, you better, you don't receive a lot, you know. But if you're not, people would know. I've listened to the radio and I'm able to tell that, yo, this person is actually going through some hard stuff now.
Yeah.
You see. So that was a big question. And she said, you just take 20 breaths in and out. You know, you're going to inhale and exhale 20 times before going on air. And I'm like, okay, that's quite practical, but I hope it works. So, yeah, some days are quite interesting too, but it comes with these moods as well.
Yeah.
But I try as much as possible not to allow it to rub off. But sometimes the harder you try, the harder it becomes.
Yeah.
You see, there's a time I was having a show and I had some guests, and just imagine hearing something that's going to break you like 3 minutes before you're opening the air. I learned from that day that I don't pick calls before going on air.
Yeah.
You see, so if I know I'm going to be going on air by 7 p.m., I'm not taking calls for the next 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You see, the reason being that experience that I had, you know, just trying to manage situations. We cannot go hear something and everything I don't prepare for.
Then just come off of your head.
And you understand? So that has actually taught me, because somebody gave reference to that show that I didn't do well. They're like, I listened to you and your guests were talking more than you were talking.
Yeah.
And the person was giving me good criticisms about the show. Listen to this person know that, yo, this guy actually received some handful of
bad news,
and it's rubbing off. But I learned from them that, yo, what happens in Rome stays in Rome. And when you're in Paris, you know, enjoy life.
Just be like the Parisian.
Yeah. So that's what's up.
So what's your best day of the week when OEP?
My best day of the week, Sunday, because it's when I have to do music digest, and I play blues or I play jazz music, fam. I love jazz music.
Yeah.
So it happens that Sunday is a very relaxing day for me in my personal life. But when I'm in the office, it's a very good day for me because I play relaxing music as well. I don't need to up my tempo.
Yeah.
I'm just cool and relaxed and enjoying the jazz and blues.
Amazing stuff. So what's the best part of being an OEP?
Okay, the best part in being an OEP in radio is that they don't have to see you when you wear shorts.
Yeah.
Or you're wearing sleeveless. Not like when you're on TV, you're like with suits all the time. Is it? But that aside anyway, one of the best things about being an OEP is the idea that you need to have an idea of literally almost everything. You need to be knowledgeable. Sports, fashion, you know, lifestyle,
society, everything.
News, even though I hate the news anyway.
Yeah. I hate the news too.
Bruh. I asked my lecturer one time when I was in school, like, sir, why is it that bad news sells the most? Because the news is always bad. Like, literally. And you're like, you see people for a newsstand, they argue like, you can't solve this problem, why are you arguing? So, having to have a knowledge
About everything.
I think that's one of the best parts for me. Having to have knowledge. Knowing that you always need to learn every day, fam. You can't come on air with still knowledge. Eventually, you can't. Because one of my mentors would say, your listener should not know more than you do. You need to be that person to teach, to inform them. For me, the best part is being able to learn every day, being able to challenge myself and say, yo, this thing that you know today, you have to know something new tomorrow. So that's it for me. Thank you.
We're going on a short music break again. And this time I'm going to play you a song from Magic.
Featuring Benson.
And the name of the song is Waka.
Jeje.
Jeje. So don't go anywhere. If you're just wakaring into the show, yeah, someone brought his or her phone and you hearing our voices. This is the Happy Broadcast Show. The 11th episode of this series, the Vibe Veal series. And I go by the name Jane the Vibe, but I'm hanging out with the radio guard.
Ricky Banger, baby.
Ricky Banger, baby. So ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. Don't touch the dial.
Right last find the perfect one. Always got to live, knowing that my time will come. Now I'ma do the shit I can now come and go feel my soul. Cause I know like nonsense. And I just so blessed. Cause my money stop no stress.
Coming back in, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the song from Majid alongside the man Benson. And talking about Benson, he just dropped a new album, and the name of the album is Sincerely Benson. In case you've not checked it out, go on Spotify and stream the particular album. And welcome back to the show. Steal the Vibe View, episode 11. And this particular episode is called A Day in the Life of an On-Air Personality. And I have my main man, Ricky Banger, right here. And we're going straight to the next segment. And this segment has two segments. The first one is the pop culture questions, and the second one is to ask the host. Okay. So now for the pop culture questions, you're going to give me your top five music albums of all time.
Top five music albums of all times. Wow. Okay. Are we going now?
Yeah.
Okay. First off, J. Cole. J. Cole's album. I wanted to say For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah.
But I'm not going with For Your Eyes Only.
J. Cole For Your Eyes Only had amazing songs in it.
It did.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite album.
So far.
From J. Cole.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from J. Cole. I think it should be in album mood because I'm expecting an album from J. Cole before the end of the year or probably next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So For My Eyes Only was an amazing album. A lot of people were like, that album was great and stuff. And I'm a big fan of J. Cole.
You are?
Yeah, a big fan of J. Cole.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of J. Cole.
Chop North.
You know, one thing happened when Burner Boy hopped on the remix of the song J. Cole did with Lil Durk. That was All My Life remix.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you rate Burner's verse?
Burner's verse, honestly, I haven't listened to the song. I've just heard the song.
I've not listened.
But what I heard was good.
Yeah.
So you could ask me this question probably 20 minutes after the show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a candid reply. So for me, one of my albums, 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah, Forest.
Forest Hills Drive, J. Cole.
It is. It's crazy how we forget that these people have amazing discography.
Yes, they do. J. Cole does.
I'm just remembering the fact that he has Forest Hills Drive.
I keep my head.
And I'm thinking of the songs that were in the album.
That is why I said...
I'm trying to put it side by side with you. For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah. I said I would have gone for Your Eyes Only, but I'm not going for Your Eyes Only. I love Forest Hills Drive. 2014 Forest Hills Drive was amazing. That is the album that brought J. Cole to limelight. Really.
Yeah.
Where we have Love Yours, we have Apparently, we have G.O.M.D. Bruv. Mad songs, yeah. So, 2014 Forest Hills Drive, Eminem, Encore...
Yeah.
Yeah, Mockingbird album, yeah. I think Mockingbird is in the Encore album.
Was a track in the album.
Yeah, was a track in the album, yeah. So Eminem, Encore.
Seems you're a big fan of hip-hop too. You love hip-hop, the general hip-hop.
I started listening to music through hip-hop, you know. Primary 5, I remember when I came across Eminem, fam. I'm like, you know, rap god. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. What he did there, I'm like, yo. Okay, I know I can't do that, but I can listen to other songs.
You know, funny thing is, when I started watching TV, I was a big fan of Comedy Central.
Okay.
So I grew up around cousins who thought that I would likely grow up to become a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
So now the thing is, along the line, when I started up a new podcast, and this podcast is all about comedy. That's Niger Chronicles.
Okay.
Yeah, the funny sides of some of the things we take so seriously.
Okay.
So now I looked at all the stand-up comedians I know, from Trevor to Jim Gavigan to all the comedians I know, Tik Notora.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a list of my top 10. And I know that if I want to do stand-up comedy, I won't measure up to these guys.
Oh, okay.
The same thing you just said, that you heard Eminem, I'm like, I know I won't be able to do this, but I can try.
We just have to be true to ourselves.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I was so true to myself to the point that I said, I can't overshadow these people because they're good. I'm reading this book. Yeah, I'm reading this book by Chris Ritchie, and the name of the book is Performing Life Comedy.
Okay.
And I've learned a lot. I've learned a whole lot. And the thing is, I know I've had a list of top 10. I can measure up to this guy, so it's better I become a sit comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, that's interesting. I like the fact that you're able to figure out how to still do what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon me with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the fact that you're able to still figure out how to do what you like.
Yeah.
In a way that is comfortable for you.
Yeah.
So my third album of all time, Coloring Book, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth now. So the first, J. Cole, 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah.
Second, Eminem, Encore. Third.
An album by Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper, Coloring Book. Fourth and five. The fourth, Bob Marley, where we had the jamming... can't remember the name of the album now, but we had a couple of songs in there.
We had Jammin'. Can't remember the album right now, but it's an album from Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Right. Then the fifth album, studio album of all time. I'm not going to go with Tres to Life.
Yeah.
But I love the album already.
I thought you were going to talk about Fireboys, Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps.
That was an amazing album. But if you'd ask me your top 10 albums of all time, I'm unlikely I'd say that.
Yeah.
But this is just 5 limited, actually. So.
Yeah.
So, Laughter, Love and Tears.
Laughter, Tears, Goosebumps.
Laughter, Tears, Goosebumps was a very good one where we had, what was the song?
Jealous.
Yeah, Jealous.
You sweep past Need. Need You was there.
Need You was there.
King was there.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking champion. So yeah, there's this particular song I'm trying to remember now, but when I do, I'll let you know. In that album,
yeah,
that was really, apart from Jealous and King,
yeah,
and also Champion, right?
There was Vibration was
there. Vibration was there too. So, a handful of very good songs from that album. So yeah, did I mention any? Okay, I said Magic, Trust to Life.
Trust to Life, yeah. Now, your top 5 movies and series of all times. You can mix series and movies. All
right, series, Money Heist.
Yeah.
Definitely Amsterdam movies.
Yeah.
Amsterdam. Series, Avatar.
Yeah.
Series, Merlin.
Yeah.
Next movie, Coach Carter.
That's 5. Amazing.
That was quick.
I think it's easier for you to make a list. It seems you're a movie person too.
Am I?
I saw the Netflix app on your phone. I'm like...
Okay.
Yeah.
So recently, I've fallen in love with documentaries. Although not recently, but like my love for documentaries has increased. You know, so I use my Netflix. I'm on the documentaries for that. Right now, I'm learning about the experiences and the lives of people... You know, their past and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the things that happened in past events, what led to this, what led to that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been interesting. So that's why my Netflix is here so far. This is where I knew Money Heist. You know, when Money Heist was trending one time.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that follows trends.
That was 2020.
I didn't watch Money Heist. I purposefully, because I had colleagues who had Money Heist on their phone. I was just simply like, yo, just send it. But I'm like, yo, I'm not ready for it now. Watching Money Heist now, I'm like, yo, okay. The storyline. And I watched Money Heist Phenomenon. And I came to realize from the director's statement, he said Money Heist was not written. The whole storyline of Money Heist was not written in full. So when they act a scene, it is through their scene they are writing the next scene.
Wow.
And I'm like, what manner of spontaneous creativity is this?
Is this?
And I'm like, yo, you so you just knew that, okay, this is where this stopped.
Yeah.
You're now like on the spot, they are thinking of what's next.
It's coming.
So I think that was why the movie was mad, I guess.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Now we're done with this particular segment and we're moving straight to the Ask the Host. You're going to ask me, I'm going to give you a number, limited number. Just make it 3 questions.
3 questions is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. First question is... All right, just give us succinct details of your creative process.
Creative process.
As a creative, I'd say.
Okay. First, being a creative is hard. Okay, this period I don't have a phone. Yeah, it actually makes me, I would say, use the word more creative. Yeah, because you're with your phone, you're with your laptop, you're walking. Now, ideas are buzzing into your head. Someone like me, when I'm walking, a lot of ideas will come. I experiment with audio editing and I'm doing a great job. I'm trying to think of the sound effect I would use here to give it a different feel and stuff. So my creative process is like a worship to me. It's not just a hobby. I think it's graduated from being a hobby to being a worship. Something I worship. I don't joke with it.
How did you get to that point?
Now, I got to that point when I understood that. Okay, this is what I want to do with my life. You understand? A lot of people want to be creative.
So you found purpose?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Now, a lot of people want to be creative. They want to do something. You want to take pictures. You want to be on radio. You want to talk to a lot of people, be a TEDx talker, and you want to be an entrepreneur. Now, when it's probably at a side, it's something you just loved.
Yeah.
Passionate about it. Then you started it and you were not making money from it immediately. So it became a hobby. You just probably just do them when you just feel like, I just want to do it. But along the line, I found out that when I started podcasting, that was in 2020. I'm 4 years in podcasting.
Really?
Now, doing podcasting from 2020, I loved it. As a hobby, I just wanted to break bottom for 3 purposes. I wanted to break bottom. I wanted to find a unique voice for myself. So probably when I get into school to study the course, it's going to be hard for me because you see a lot of students study communication and they're like, man, why are you here in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, why? You think you can just come here and find yourself? You'd be lost. You would be lost in the university. If you think you can just, people just, I just want to go into the university. say and find myself, that's crap. That's bullshit. You can't find yourself there, you'll be lost. At the end of the day, you leave school and you'll be like, what am I even doing with my life? You start hearing people say, I'm 30, things are not going the way I thought it would go. You find yourself before you get into that mess. University is a mess. So I started podcasting. I was doing it. I saw a lot of people tell me, yo, you have a great voice, you should stick to this. Yeah. This was a hobby. Along the line, it graduated to something I wanted to do full time. Yeah, I knew I could make money from it, but I wasn't ready to make money from it. I just wanted to still gauge my voice till I'm there. So it graduated from being a hobby to being something I worship. I don't joke with it. I can't sit and hear you trash creatives who are doing audio storytelling and I would sit there and watch you. You understand? When you worship something, you're ready to defend it.
Apparently.
You're ready to go down with it. So creative process is something that I don't joke with it. Everybody knows that when I'm walking, I don't care about what's happening around me. I don't care.
You're in the zone.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm in my avatar state.
Avatar state.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Now, interestingly, you've been able to tell us about your creative process.
Yeah.
Very lovely. Now, speaking about as a creative, how do you balance being a creative and also being in love? Not in love with your creative stuff.
Yeah.
In love with the person.
My lover, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, let me just be very honest with you. Relationship is very hard. There's no manual for it.
Mm-hmm.
We have motivational speaker problems. Yeah, someone will come here and tell you this out. That's bullshit. You apply it to tomorrow, it won't work. Now, we meet different people along the line. And I'm always very happy for the fact that I meet someone who has sense. That is one thing I used to tell everybody, all my brothers out there. Now, I tell every young person out there, it's good to get in love. Just get into a relationship with somebody. To be in love with anybody. But now the thing is, you find somebody who knows that if you have a problem, she thinks of a solution. Now, my girlfriend has been with me for 4 years. We're heading to 5 years together.
Interesting.
I knew her when she was 18.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew her when she was 18. I was 19 when I knew her. She was 18.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we've been together like this will get into 5 years.
Like you knew her when she was 18.
And I was 19.
And you were 19.
And we'll get into 5 years together.
So you said next dating we'll make, her.
Yeah, when she was 18. And I was 19. And I'm this kind of person that I have things I was doing by the side. I always took my time. I was the guy that I was busy recording sometimes. I'm trying to write and she's here with me and stuff like that. So now she coming in, she's that kind of girl that she's very sensible. She gets sense. And now she understands how to do things for herself when this thing is not really there. You understand? A girl that is very
resourceful.
Yeah, she's very resourceful. And now when I started my academy, she brought the idea. The whole template, the whole how to go about it.
Yo.
She sat me down and told me how to go about it.
You're blessed.
Do you know you can start an academy? Seriously, let me tell you the truth. I've not promoted the academy yet. But guess what? I've had almost close to 10 sign-ins.
And you've not done a promotion
yet. I have
yet.
Not promoted it yet. This is from a lady I'm in love with. And now she makes it easier for me to be a creative and also be somebody that's in love with somebody. Because when I'm working, she knows that, yeah, I'm working. She's getting busy with something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I have time, she knows I have time. And sometimes I can probably work myself to death, but she has to tell me, see, I'm one kind of person that if I sit to work, if I'm not done what I'm doing, I'm not leaving that place. If that podcast is for 7 hours, I work for 7 hours, I have the time. That's me, except they take light or my laptop is low. So balancing being a creative and being in love with somebody, it's good stuff. It keeps you on your toes. You know, you have to create time for someone you love. And there's this shit I hear that if you don't have time for her, someone else will take her. If the person knows what they're doing, that's rubbish.
Right.
Because except you don't want to be a part of a real thing. Because everybody just feels like, okay, you just go out with somebody, get wasted, and that's all, right? At the end of the day, you go back home and you just feel like... And at the end of the day, you hear things like, when the vibe finish, we find our way.
That's crazy.
When the vibe finish, all of us go find our way. That's some kind of
weird statement.
Yeah, if you don't, you're not ready for it, but just stay. Just stay, do your thing. Continue doing your work. You find your kind of person.
Apparently, yes.
But if you're ready for a real thing, there are good ladies out there. A lot of them. Like amazing ladies, them plenty.
Mm.
A lot of them. But when you meet your own death, you choose it. You choose nice. How to die. You choose how to die. So I chose nice. I want to die.
Nice.
I chose mine, yeah.
Okay. The last question, like you said, just three questions, right? Yeah. You've talked about your creative process. We talked about balancing creativity and your love life. The third question is, it emanated from the first question which I asked you.
Yeah.
You made mention of this, you knew that this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I was like, yo, okay, so you found purpose. So how does a creative or how does a person
find purpose? How did you find that? Okay. How would you suggest someone find
at early at an early age? My dad started from my dad. My dad had a sister who studied communication, mass communication in Unicorp.
Okay.
And she worked with NT as a newscaster.
Oh, okay.
So my dad had this, I don't know why, because he studied a chemical engineering. Why would an engineering student love journalism so much? He even sent the sister to journalism school in Jos.
Okay.
He did it because he loved the whole thing. And my dad used to call me superstar journalist. That way he used to call me.
Oh.
Now, okay. There's this thing I used to do with a milk thing, pick milk thing. I'll take the pick milk thing and I'll calf it. I'll give it holes. And you know, if you give a hole on a pick mute and I use it to talk, you sound like a mic.
I'm 2 days old, you know.
Yeah,
that.
So I watched my aunt read the news on NTA.
Yeah.
And now when she's done, I would go back maybe later when it's morning, because she reads the news in the evening. So when it's morning, I'll pick my kung kung thing. I'll speak into it as if I'm reading the news or I'm talking to people. So my dad was like, this boy, huh? My mom was like, this one will study law.
Oh, because she feel like she wanted a debate.
Yeah. My mom saw law. My dad saw journalism. So now growing up along the line, I heard people say things like, whoa, I had an uncle that told me if you end up studying something as a side from mass communication, you will not be happy. It felt like a threat. As if it was cursing me.
Okay.
Felt like a threat. He said, posterity will not be happy with you. That's the word he used. Posterity will not be happy with you. So I went to Lagos. And when I went to Lagos, that's where the whole thing happened. Like it happened, it came to me in like full bloom, like you're in it, you're close to dream.
I remember when you told me that your neighbor was a broadcaster.
Yeah, that was Shego, yeah? CTFM OAP. That guy was like very instrumental in what you're hearing and seeing today. He's a very crazy person and he's very instrumental. Let me just give you the story how it started. I got to Lagos, there's this, my friend, my aunt has, she worshipped by the House of the Rock Church.
Okay.
My voice was so shrill then, because I still don't have the bars in the voice, but it was so shrill then. I had this innocent voice. And my aunt used to call me Coco. So anytime she seems like, Coco, I tell you, how are you doing? So she said she likes my voice. She likes, what do you want to study when you get into school? I told her I want to do law. She laughed. The first day I told her she laughed. I told me we would talk.
Okay.
Now the whole thing is, when my dad died, the whole phase closed. Now the sister actually made it out, closed the door and locked the key and threw it away. I don't even get what I'm trying to say.
I get.
Now she was supposed to be my mentor. Someone I worshipped, grew up watching, I worshipped and I adored her.
Yeah.
She was like an idol to me. But now she went out, closed the door, threw the key away.
Damn.
I don't even get me. I don't want to. It's a very emotional story which I don't want to go into. I don't want to go into it. So now, the whole idea of me being a journalist, I didn't fancy it anymore after my dad's death. That was, my dad died in 2016. Tried to get close to my aunt, became an issue. Like this is someone I could learn from. She became a DJ at NTA.
Wow.
Funny story.
DJ. Oh, DJ.
At NTA.
Okay.
Funny story. So now the thing is, getting close to her was hard. I was like, I had to discard the idea because this was me thinking I want to live my dad's dream, superstar journalist. So now those words rings in my head all the time, but I felt like I was living someone's dream and stuff. But when I got to Lagos, when I got to stay with my aunt in Lagos, every part of it came back. Like this was something that right from birth, right from when I was a child, it was part of me. So now I knew that talking was everything I wanted to do. Kung kung thing, how I used to calf it, pack them, carve them, use them, construct a mic, put a stick in it to make sure it stands and I can talk into it. Then my dad, the whole name tag and stuff. Then there's somebody in the bloodline who's doing the thing. Now, fully closing the door on me, right? I'm not entitled to anything, yeah?
Yeah.
So now I moved to Lagos. My aunt worked at LTV, that's Lagos Television. And now they share the same edifice, the old premises with Echo FM.
Okay.
Echo FM, yeah? So now there's this presenter that comes to eat with us. I didn't know he was and OEP and stuff. So he used to come eat at my aunt's restaurant. So whenever he comes around, we would talk. He would talk to me because I don't know the thing about me, but I don't know. Let me just brag a bit. It's easy for people to like me. Let me use that word. I have this, I don't know the horror, but it's easy for people to like me, anybody. But it's hard for me to have a first time impression on you and you don't like me.
Nice.
That's the word. So started talking and there was a day he came to work in the morning. He ordered for breakfast and I had to take it to him. So when I went there, it was on air and it's full. You can't give it to anybody. It can be poison and it put on you. I saw the receptionist was busy. She told me, I don't know if she was careless because normally you don't go into live rooms like that. She was like, Joe, you just go in there and give him his food. And when I opened the door, he was on air. On the morning bells, he was talking. He just gave me a sign that I should wait. Man, coming face to face with your dreams. And I gave it a second thought.
Okay.
I will do this. I will be like him or probably better than him. And now the CTFM guy, next door neighbors.
Yeah.
That guy helped me. Sometimes there are things I tell people at times like, truth be told, have you been working for years? No, I've not worked. Someone that I've been working in that industry for years told me this. So it's been an amazing journey. However it ends, yeah, I would not have any regrets. Just like what Show Them Camp, what they said in their songs, No Regret featuring Mologo, there's no regret. For now, it's at the level of finding acceptance. with everything and everybody around me.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to terms with the fact that this is what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
It's not your life, it's my life. So it has been an amazing journey, and however it ends, I won't have any regrets.
Nice, nice.
Oof, we are done with this particular segment.
We've had a candid conversation. Really, it's really cool.
So whenever we meet, we used to have amazing conversations.
We do, actually.
You know it. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the Ask the Hoax segment, and we've come to the end of this particular episode of The Vibeville. And I hope you had a great time listening to Rick and also listening to Jindy right here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had amazing times. The 12th episode would come up, but it would be a romantic episode. I'll bring two couples into the studio and we get to have conversations about their love life.
Yeah, okay.
And it's going to be amazing. So ladies and gentlemen, this is a day in the life of an on-air personality, and I have my main man, Rick.
A banger.
In the studio with me, and I hope you loved it.
All right.
So I'm going to end the show with a song from Kofi. I'm going to choose this particular song.
Okay.
From Kofi, and this one is called Gifted.
Yes.
I love this particular song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know how we do. We just got to keep it real, keep it chill, take life slow and steady. And most of all, love who you love, because life is not guaranteed. And do not forget to always keep smiling. I am Ricky Banger, baby. Do well to enjoy the Happy Broadcast Show with Jindy.
Jordan, so we're stepping out. Yeah, Jada light shine for my retina. In my guide, all the steps I take. Yeah, guiding the steps I take. Whoa, young for me, grateful. Sit high for me, lay low. Balancing, me dip on the road in a quarantine. Me dip on the road in a Balenciaga. Eh, new Fenty for my Prada. Eh, yeah, vibing. Good vibes inside, yeah. Light up, don't fight it. Fire, ignite it, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with it. Mama, you give me the prediction, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have life, I'm blessed, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm guided and gifted, it's a new day. Might get caught up in a new wave. Chop the track up in a new wave. If it taught me, get a few plays. Spin it and fling it on back. And if I sing it, I win a gold plaque. Yeah, next year platinum that. And them can't lock me up from a dreadlock, yeah. Killing them boomer, yeah. All these blessings where I come my way. Pray to the Father, say come by, yeah. Full up my plate and broke my tray. Bum. Oh, I'm blessed, yeah, 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 yeah.